This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Let me leave you a little message.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
But I'll get back to you. I'll kick you across the state line.
Could I have my pants, please?
Oh, that's lovely. You've got Jim Rockford.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone.
Prank call. It's time for a prank call.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone.
Prank call. Here's the Belcher.
You're on the radio. Some of his gray matter came out with that one.
White gray matter.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank call.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's the call? That's today's call.
That's it?
Let's hear it again.
You're on the radio. Some of his gray matter came out with that one.
I am too.
Yeah. Okay. It's a prank call.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller.
Prank caller.
Still getting it done.
Right. Grab life by the balls.
Is everybody happy?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh, Tongo.
Everybody can suck it.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid dick.
Hi there.
What glorious goo.
Hi, Larry.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Looks like baby vomit.
Why?
That bitch!
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Why?
Why do you favor rape?
That bitch!
Why? Why?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Right, right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're getting it done.
Still getting it done.
Yeah.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Oh.
Yeah. This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
The show's going to be fun, man.
Hope so. Right. Howdy there, little brains. Don and Mike Show, and it's a Friday,
wonderful.
Phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Robbie, is this one that we just burned down from a record? This is actually a compact disc quality.
This show has been previously recorded. I don't know why I felt like saying that. I just wanted to mess with people's minds today.
Announcer in your blood.
I just felt like saying that.
You're thinking of Bill Deal and the Rondells, and it's very, very scratchy. That's Digital Source.
I know we've got a we do have a bunch of songs on the CD.
Did that sound scratchy to you?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy. Just wanted to be the first one to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Bye!
That's nice.
You know, though it's a tremendous violation, it is an original. He is the first one, and he counts.
It is almost Christmas in August,
and we didn't get a chance to tell him to spell IHOP.
That might be Michael Hughes.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well.
Wonderful.
You know who I am?
Yes.
Oakland guy?
Bye.
Bye!
I love that.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. This is Jonathan. How y'all doing?
Good afternoon. Hugh Hamilton.
This is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Quick question. I spoke with you last week. I need to find out from the experts. Yes.
Can I ask you a question first, though? Is this the amazing Jonathan?
I consider myself more extraordinary than amazing.
Extraordinary.
How's your seagull? Is it Livingston?
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Oh, that's such an old joke.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas and seen those fabulous billboards of the amazing Jonathan where he raises one eyebrow? That's his look?
No, but I've seen it on TV.
Love your apples.
I'm sorry. Again.
I'm sorry. Your phone dropped out.
No, I'm still here.
No, I mean it dropped out, though. We couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
You missed the thing about Buzz said about your apples, which I'm sure you would say you've heard before as well, right?
No, that one I wouldn't say I've heard before.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Would you do me a favor?
Surprises me.
Absolutely.
Can you spell IHOP and then put Ness on the end of it?
IHOP.
Yeah.
And put Ness on the end of
Ness,
it.
Ness, N-E-S-S. Put
three times real
three
fast.
Three times quick. You spell IHOP and put Ness on the end of it and do it three times fast.
IHOP Ness, IHOP Ness, IHOP Ness.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I might be done with it now.
No. I get dibs on that.
You get one? You want one, too?
I got dibs when we talked to JB today.
Ah, very good. Way to call that one early.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Speak of the devil, Don. I need to apologize yesterday for insinuating that James Brown was your father. I think I know who your father is.
Really?
I think you are, in fact, Alfonso
Schofield. Oh, come on. Oh,
get out of here. Don't need that today. I got a high pressure system in my head, and I'll tell you what's going on. Tomorrow is Jan's birthday.
Oh boy!
And yeah, let's hear it. And I had the. Are you gonna do the Rudy applause? Anyway, I had the task today. The last thing was going and stopping and getting the card.
Yeah, right.
And you know that's where when you are in a relationship with someone. And you're committed, but you know you're not all the way there.
Sure,
very hard to find the correct card.
Oh, yes,
because
I will not agree with you enthusiastically, but trust me, I.
Why don't you agree with me enthusiastically?
Well, no, I know exactly.
Because it's freaking hard.
It, the early stages of my relationship with Carla, it was a little delicate.
Sure,
you know when you're in a relatively new relationship, it is somewhat delicate.
There's a couple of ways you can go. You can go, hey, ha ha, funny. Mm-hmm. Like I looked at one that said, "Your birthday is declared a national holiday by the board of whatever," and you open the card up and it plays the theme from Law and Order.
Ah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
ding ding.
Pixie, that will work.
Would you not agree that the card industry does not exactly provide a lot of nuanced relationships? It doesn't help us.
And I don't mind the word love being in there because I am in love with Janet, but I don't want one that puts that word out there
right.
In such a way that it's every other word is that and one of those big, gigantic, oversized ones.
Sure.
So I ended up looking in the section that pretty much was for girlfriend,
right.
Significant other.
Right. They have the section of friends where, the prose is just a little bit more mellow.
Right. So I'm looking for one that has nothing on the inside except
right.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, frankly, in some of them, there's too much verbiage.
Yes.
Right. In others, there's not enough.
Were you planning on adding to the text a little bit?
Ideally, that's the best
that's
way.
Perfect.
Easier to do that.
So I see one that's got a picture of like of a farmer holding hands with his farmer wife, and it could be interpreted as funny or sweet,
right?
So I go cute, bingo, right? Cute, that's the word. And I open it up, and it says in quotations, "I love us."
That's just not you, is it?
I put it right back on the shelf.
Yeah. It's not you.
Didn't I get you that card, Mike?
Rob, you do every year. A little variation of that. But it's a different picture every year.
Right.
It started with the chimps.
That's right.
Right.
So I moved from there. Then I thought, well, what if I just get totally nutty and I like look at the McGilla Gorilla ones
right.
and the Snow White ones?
I love those. You avoid the cards with ribbon on the outside.
Yeah. And then I moved past there to the ones with monkeys and dogs.
Right.
And then I thought, No, that can only work in a combination platter. You can only give a goofy one
right.
if you've got a serious one
right.
to balance out
sure.
the goofy.
Absolutely.
Right. So I ended up just getting one that just had just a couple of a couple of lines in it. But it ended up taking me.
Was it sweet?
I would say it is. How would she describe it? She will probably say perfect.
Perfect.
I think so.
Not it's, too sappy.
Not too over the top.
Not too right. crazy comedy.
You know. It's not comedy at all.
I've always harbored a desire to be in that industry.
I
you know why? Because I am so constantly struck by the mediocrity of the efforts that are put mm-hmm. in there. The card industry, there's just such terrible work being done in that particular line. I'd love to write cards. I could see myself writing funny ones and writing schmaltzy ones.
Here's what I was looking for. Something like, I think about you so much all the time. I would like to sing. I sure am in love with you. But now is not the time to be looking for a ring.
There, you know what? Perhaps, listen, this has been a successful collaboration. Perhaps we collaborate on that. You know? That is that, you know,
the Don
really.
And Mike line of greeting cards.
I really love you. On this, I'm betting. Just don't get so excited for a wedding.
Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah. I mean, it would be perfect.
Because,
it really would be.
Because, listen, that is the unspoken dilemma. And Jan is great. She puts no pressure on me. And I have no pressure on myself as far as where we're going to be. But
I love you like Jay-Z loves Beyonce. Just don't count on being my fiance.
That's really nice.
Hey. I told you I got a gift for it.
Winner.
And you can open that up and can play one of Beyonce's songs, the Crazy in Love or something.
You could have the picture of Beyonce and Jay-Z on the cover.
Be great. They're still together, aren't they?
Yeah. And I don't think they're married.
No, they're not.
Or even engaged.
Perfect.
Perfect. Now we're all composing.
Now I'm thinking about if I was just to Photoshop one. You know, maybe like get a picture of, boy, I hope Janet's not listening. This is strictly a joke. A picture of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. And on the inside, they must be doing something right.
See?
That's nice.
That to me,
I
what
love
you just did is brilliant.
I love you.
That.
Happy birthday.
I would buy
that's
that.
That's brilliant. You take the absolute signature couple for unwedded bliss, and honest to God, you don't know how strongly I feel about that. If I saw that, that's a terrific, they must be doing something right. And it's just, what you do, it's funny. It's kind of funny. And then you've got, but you're also making a statement at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you pass that along and you give that to your
and understand
your special someone.
The pressure that I'm feeling is not in any way being inflicted on me by Janet. If anything, she's so cool with her birthday. Tomorrow, let me see, we've got absolutely dick planned. Mm-hmm. We're going to the football game tomorrow night. We're going to go to the Redskins-Ravens game. And then we're going out to eat on Sunday for her birthday.
Right.
Nice. So it's no fuss, no muss, which is why part of more of the reason that I feel it's got to be the right card.
Right.
And it's got to be the right card, frankly, because let me see, when I was I gave her a card last year at this time, but we weren't as involved as we are now.
Right.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Honey, won't you stay the course? Open it up. I don't need another divorce.
Right.
You know, not really romantic, more really to the point. That's very a very narrow segment.
This birthday card I loved composing doesn't mean that I'm proposing.
We got some talent in here,
I
ladies and gentlemen.
So. Really. Let's go.
What does Letterman say? You know, they don't give this job to chimps.
That's right.
Absolutely. We're all doing it right now. Everybody. That sound you hear, seriously, is
thinking.
Four brains that are simultaneously going at the same time.
When it comes to coffee, you fill my cup. You'll get what you want when you sign the prenup.
Bravo. I see a look.
See, but you know what?
Don and Mike greeting cards.
There's no way. A woman's
God,
gonna get,
listen, you know what people are doing right now?
Woman's going to get that and rip it up. Woman's going to rip it up and use it as toilet paper.
But you know what? You probably would have a segment of the pop. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
Don and Mike greeting cards. We're doing greeting cards.
Let's do it.
Get the one out of my car.
That's a great idea. Really? Right, and I swear to God, this little audition right here, uh-huh. I'm enthused about everybody's
inside
potential.
You're
right
door.
To be.
Wow.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, yesterday and today, every time you guys have told that H.O.P. joke, they dumped it out.
You're kidding me.
No. All day yesterday when you won it. And
you're
asking.
You are asking me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, they dumped it out of my head. I'm in Reno.
Oh, please, God. Please. Wait a minute. No, you know, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I talked to somebody last night that heard it.
Oh, really?
I heard, yeah. As a matter of fact, a buddy of mine, you know, my friend Demetrius, the guy that looks like David Ortiz, told me his son cracked up.
John, what?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, they heard it here in Washington. I know that
the caller said he was calling from Reno. He didn't hear it in Reno.
Well, yeah, we can't control what an affiliate.
Maybe
does,
they
right?
got a problem there. Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How come I always hear Mike on those sort of cheesy radio spots for car dealerships?
Hold on, what are you talking about, hey. Cheesy?
Oh, that's great.
What the hell are you talking? I'm feeding my family here.
I apologize. I
all right, now you rephrase that. Excuse me, you rephrase that when you're talking about cheesy.
Okay, sorry,
come up
radio
with another adjective, my friend.
It's nicer.
Those exquisite car spots.
There we are.
That, yeah, okay. How come Don doesn't participate in that?
Because Don is far wealthier than I am, okay? You want it in a nutshell? Don has actually not been divorced twice while we've been working together. Don doesn't need to whore himself out like I do. You know, you think I want to have that little McDonald's in Manassas right now, for God's sakes? Give me a break. Jesus.
Hanks, look around, Cafe.
Doing the best I can to put food on the table. Now go, pound sand.
Slow down.
Thank you.
Slow down.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Hey, the week's almost over.
You move too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is what I got her.
This is the real card right here. All right, I'm excited about this.
No lie. This is the one I got her. I hope she's not listening now.
Yeah. Don't listen, Janet.
Turn down the radio. And you shouldn't be listening now anyway. See, very plain on the front. It's got a box, and it says, on your birthday, I'd like to give you the world. And then it says, but my heart will have to do.
Yeah. Hey,
that's perfect. Right on. That's very nice.
Perfect job, yeah.
Do you know how long?
That's a winner.
Yeah, I do know how long.
Do you know how long? 47 minutes.
Not surprised.
It is a tall order. It really is because they
47
don't.
47 goddamn minutes to try to find one that just says,
yeah,
happy birthday, I love you.
Because the greeting card industry has not really stepped up to the plate. But that, I've been there. I know what you're trying to do. And
nice.
I think that's terrific.
Perfect.
And you get the love message across without, you know, luckily without having to put the word in there.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, why don't you give her a love coupon and call it from the love source or something like that?
What did he mumble? I didn't get that. I wasn't sure.
I think it was something about a sex toy, maybe.
Call next year.
Don't you do commercials for sex toy places?
I do, if they pay.
Hello, sure. Don and Mike show.
I mean, I'd have to check it out first. I don't certainly endorse anything that I'm not 100% behind.
So to speak.
Yeah, behind.
Are you attempting to destroy my credibility as a pitchman?
No, that was a two-prong. That was first as a pitchman and then second because Buzz said you get behind products.
I'd love to be a spokesperson for the Pleasure Chest. Is that still around?
Yes, they are, as a matter of fact.
Down in Georgetown, yeah.
That'd be a fine sponsor.
Mike O'Mara for World of Dildos.
You know something? When you're in a pinch, well, you need a pinch.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Have you been enjoying the new All-Brand commercial with the construction worker?
All-Brand?
Not seen it,
All-Brand cereal?
Haven't seen it.
Not seen it yet.
That's great. The guy's sitting there with a bowl of All-Brand talking about its benefits. In the background, the first thing you see, they have a big wall with a hole in it, I guess, for a window, and a big I-beam comes sliding through and lands down the ground behind them.
So the symbolism is for evacuation? Is that what it is?
I get it now. So it's a giant tree coming down in the background symbolizing.
Kind of like the Cialis or Viagra commercial that has the guy throwing the football through the tire.
That's right.
Yeah, the beam actually shoots through a hole in the wall.
I got to see it. I hope. Is it as good as you're saying? Is it really?
Yeah, and that's only the first one.
The power of advertising.
They cut to another scene where the guy's still talking and they're shooting all these kegs off the back of a truck. And then at the very end of the commercial, there's a dump truck behind him with the back already raised. And just as he's finished talking, the tailgate, a big pile of dirt comes out on his head.
You ain't kidding me. Are you being serious?
This is for a brand cereal?
All brand?
All brand. I was watching it. I think I was on the Game Show Network.
And it is.
I have to doubt this guy.
I don't.
Really?
I do. Don't you?
Well, I tell you, if it's done even half as
well. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I'd love to see it.
You have a truck dumping a bunch of
dirt. That would make me laugh. That's a great idea.
What I doubt is there's a commercial that between the four of us, we haven't seen it.
Yeah, you're right about that. Huh.
We'll see.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Don, I was wondering, did you ever consider getting Janet a mahogany card?
No, and I'll tell you why. There's only one person in my life that gets a mahogany card every year from me, and that's Rob.
They're beautiful.
That's true.
They're wonderful cards.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, baby.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Don, hey.
Yes,
I'll tell you guys right now.
Yes,
I would buy.
What? Hi. Yes,
I would
hi.
Buy all those cards.
What?
Buy
what?
The cases.
Yes, hi. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, guys.
Yes, hi. Yes. Hi. What's happening?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too. How about you?
Timing is everything.
What's up, my friend? He just hung up.
Yeah, that's of course
rude.
He did.
That's rude.
Well, you know, really, that's a rare occurrence. When somebody calls us, hi, Don and Mike, we said, hi, how you doing? And then 1-1000, 2-1000.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the other day in your discussion of American Gladiators, you forgot to mention that Joe Theismann was a co-host. But the little-known fact is that his birth name was Theismann, but he changed it to rhyme with Theismann. Did you know that?
And now I know you got to be calling because you heard the guy call the other day and say that Theismann was on American Gladiators, right?
No.
No, really.
Not. And you didn't hear the, 400 people over the years that have called with that Theismann story?
No.
Huh.
I saw it on Outside the Lines one time.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
You're the perfect example. Oh, he's gone.
Well, I was going to ask him if he was old enough to serve our country.
I think he's just the perfect example.
I think he would be a great HS.
What's an HS?
A human shield.
It'd be fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I think your cards are a great idea, but totally inappropriate for a birthday situation.
No, no, no. See, quite the contrary. If you have a strong foundation based on love, you could share that card if you were in an unmarried relationship, and
sure.
It would probably get a great big guffaw.
That's what I'm looking for.
No, because she already knows you don't want to marry her. What's the big deal? Why ruin her birthday by saying, by the way, I love you, and I don't want to marry you.
C-Word says what? It's not that I said I don't want to marry Janet. I don't want to, it, and it really is not even about that. It's when you go into the store, it's hard to find a card that doesn't either say to my wife, to my sweetheart, to the love of all loves, to the woman who makes all of my dreams come true beyond anything else that possibly leads to the sound that maybe this card is so long-winded that there's a marriage proposal somewhere inside.
And that's why,
hold on, ma'am.
And that's why Don and Mike greeting cards, a division of Hallmark, would unfortunately not be able to employ women.
Well, I totally agree with you, but saying I don't want you to be my fiancé is a little...
Excuse me.
Honey.
Is the humor lost on you? Obviously it is.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
You think it's funny, yet you're calling as if it was serious.
No, I think
yes.
You know what?
I just
you know,
think it's not funny on her birthday.
Well, perhaps something's getting lost in the translation, and Rob could translate for us. How would you make it better?
I wouldn't give it to her on her birthday. It's not a anniversary. That would be funny.
Okay, and what else?
Well, I don't know why I would give her a card. Another occasion would be fine. I'm giving her an anniversary. That's funny.
Let me respond to yours since you're talking about me. What the hell makes you think you really know what's going on in my relationship with Janet anyway?
You're the one who put it on the radio.
Yeah, but how do you know what I'm putting on the radio is not just what I want you to hear?
And
how do you know that Janet, like Frida before her, is not totally cool with it and you are just an incredibly dumb woman?
I'm with the man that I've been with for five years, and we're not married, and I don't want to get married either.
Well, I would never want to marry you. I want to marry Janet maybe someday, but never you.
Well, I think she's getting a little defensive there. I just think it's not appropriate for a birthday. I think it's funnier on an anniversary.
I'm not getting defensive at all. You are simply attacking, and you don't understand the situation.
Right.
How would you have me respond, my lady?
I'm not I'm just,
yeah, but wouldn't it be true that the most important thing to you on a birthday would not necessarily be the card, but the cake?
No.
What is your favorite dessert?
What's your favorite dessert?
Pineapple.
Oh, that is such a lie.
Like pineapple, like the fruit, like good for you fruit.
I just stopped at Whole Foods and bought some. It's sitting on the...
Yes, and you know where it's going to end up? On an upside-down cake.
And tell me, darling, how many times have you been involved in a serious relationship with a man?
How many times?
How many times? What happened the last time that you got dumped?
I haven't been dumped. I'm in a long-term relationship.
Sure. Are you married? Are you married? Are you married?
No, I just told you we're not getting married.
Well, why? Why?
Married.
Why? Why isn't he marrying you?
So
what?
You
what's wrong with you?
But you find it suspect when other people don't want to get married.
No, honey,
no,
I mean, find
we actually we're giving you greeting cards that would be perfect for the circumstances and funny, and you're saying I don't think that
for fun.
Of course, it's fun.
Like
here's one. If I was your boyfriend, here's one. It would be if you ever got in trouble, I would never snitch. P.S. We are never getting married because you are such a bitch.
You guys are idiots.
Thank you.
I was going to support your idea.
Didn't sound like it.
It didn't sound like it at all.
The first thing I said was, I think the cards are a great idea, just not on her birthday.
Oh, shut up.
If you were in a baseball game, I would tell you to bunt.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Because the only word that I can think that rhymes is, well, you know it. You've been called it a lot of times.
Have you ever made a nice bundt cake?
Well, it's nice to know that you guys can take a little support.
What do you mean we can take support?
No,
I've really got a nitpick here.
Very seriously, honey.
You called and said those cards are not what you said. The gist of what you said was those cards are not appropriate for a birthday. And what we were doing was,
I think the cards are funny and a good idea, just not on her birthday.
And okay, how about if we call her up and she tells you she's okay with it?
That's for her. I think in general, most...
Well, then why...
But you're not supporting us by saying that. Do you understand? How can you twist that? How can you possibly twist that into supporting us?
A woman thing, I think.
Because I said they were a good idea.
That's not supporting us.
My girlfriend's going to tell you you're a total bitch.
I'm supporting you by saying they're a good idea.
No, you didn't say they were a good idea. You said a good idea, but not on a birthday. That was an overall negative thought.
Good idea, but is not a compliment.
Hello?
Hey, hi, sweetie pie.
Hi there.
Have you been listening to the show at all today?
No, I'm at the Home Depot.
Ah, good.
Ah, the Home Depot.
I was talking about your birthday card and how I was having a hard time in the store today trying to...
Why are you getting it today?
Oh, dear.
Let's not get into that right now.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, are you? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Thank you, darling. Why? I'm sorry.
What?
Just forget that I said anything.
Okay, I'll try.
This is the reverse. Okay, so you were having a hard time finding a card for me?
Yes, because when I was in the store, there are the different levels of cards. You know, there's the wife. There's sweetheart, there's the over-the-top lovey, there's the too comedic, there's the too sophomoric, there's the too generic, and I was trying to explain how it was hard to find just the right card that says, I love you, but doesn't say, you know, hey, we're getting married tomorrow, and this bitch on the phone has got a major problem with that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, what it was basically is we were just riffing on a joke. And this woman took the joke a little seriously.
Like, what's the one about fiance, about Beyonce?
All right. Well, like, for example...
Wait. Yes. Did you buy me a card?
Yes, I did.
Is it kind of card like you got me last year?
I don't remember what I got you last
year. You got me one with, like, a bulldog on it, and then it had, like, the British flag.
Well, we were joking about the unmarried couple.
This is a step up from, as I said...
Oh, step off.
The joke, Janet, that we were doing was like for a card that would say, "I love you like Jay-Z loves Beyonce, but you will never be my fiance." That was what we were talking about for unmarried couples that didn't want to get married.
Joking around.
We were kidding. We had a joke like that.
And then this lady called in and she starts jumping on my shorts.
She says very seriously,
"Hold on, wait, I'm going to say what you said." Appropriate for her birthday.
That's it. Of course, you know, we were making, you know what, do you think we're going to go out and print them?
Thank you, bitch. Now that you have said you think it's not appropriate for Janet's birthday, as I said, Janet is cool and cool with the joke. Janet, are you offended?
Well, I haven't seen the card yet.
I mean, with this lady, with the entire conversation we're having.
She said, well, I didn't hear the conversation that you had with her, but I have no bad feelings toward this nice person that's calling.
Oh, goodbye.
What's her name?
Goodbye. Her name is Bitch.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
Might be. It's always going to have a taint to it.
God, this
car is going to have a taint?
This is what happens when comedy is overanalyzed. Mm-hmm. And here I am stammering again,
second day in a row. You're asking me to comment on something that I haven't heard.
No, Janet, okay. Pipe down for 1 second, please, darling. I know we must take a break. Janet, I was simply talking about this.
I was talking to one of my friends.
And this woman on the phone calls up, and she's, in essence, standing up for you, saying, how dare...
Thank you very much for standing up for me.
Bye!
Perfect. I thought that went well.
Right, like I said, Janet's real cool. I call her up and she'll be cool about stuff. Like I said.
Oh, God.
Well, what can I say?
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller.
I'm sorry, miss. We don't have a position for you at Don and Mike greeting cards.
Prank caller. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.